The banker's dressing room was a plainly furnished little chamber with a grey carpet, a large bureau, and a long mirror. Holmes went to the bureau first and looked hard at the lock.
"Which key was used to open it?"
he asked.
"That which my son himself indicated. That of the cupboard of the lumber room."
"Have you it here?"
"That is it, on the dressing table."
Sherlock Holmes took it up and opened the bureau.
"It is a noiseless lock," said he. "It is no wonder that it did not wake you. This case, I presume, contains the coronet. We must have a look at it."
He opened the case, and taking out the diadem, he laid it upon the table. It was a magnificent specimen of the jeweller's art, and the 36 stones were the finest that I have ever seen. At one side of the coronet was a cracked edge, where a corner holding 3 gems had been torn away.
"Now, Mr. Holder,"
said Holmes,
"here is the corner which corresponds to that which has been so unfortunately lost. Might I beg that you will break it off?"